Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. Jerry remains on vacation until Monday. Eddie Scazzeri joins me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, I have to go from here today to the dentist.
Oh, okay.
Just the cleaning situation.
Your brother-in-law?
He's my brother-in-law.
And that's in
Edison?
Edison, yeah.
Edison Dental Arts, I go, if you'd like my brother-in-law to check out your teeth. He's Dr. Paul Tedeschi. He's very good.
And I will be going to the DMV.
Right from here?
Yeah, for my inspection.
Oh, a little car inspection.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that used to be like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like it used to be like you set aside a day.
Yeah.
The full day you're going to get your car inspected.
It's easier now.
It is.
I go to the one on Kilmer Road, I think it is.
Yep.
You know, because it's free, so... Mm-hmm. And it's usually not too bad.
Yeah, I've gone a couple times now where it's not been too bad. I've gone on Saturdays even first thing in the morning, like when it opens, and it's not bad. But I remember when I was when I had graduated high school, but I was meandering my way through Middlesex and even Kane, and I was home a lot because I commuted, I didn't stay there. I was the designated, had to get everyone's car inspected. Oh, it'd be like my father would take somebody else's car to work, and then I have to get his car inspected. Yeah. Oh, it was the worst. You would sometimes sit in that line for hours.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, even on good days, it's going to 45 minutes at least, probably.
Yeah, for the whole process.
Yes. Start to finish.
Yeah, I feel like that used to take a couple hours.
Yeah, it seems better now.
Ever since... I started paying attention to people's windshields to see if they have had their car inspected. And I started doing this after COVID. Well, that's when I got my dog. It really coincided with getting a dog. So I would walk around, and while I'm walking the dog, I would like to see, like, what's the car that has not been inspected for the most years. There are cars that have not been inspected for 6 and 7 years.
Yeah, and as long as they're not on the street.
These are on the street.
Oh.
These are just parked on the street. I feel like they've decided that's no longer like a ticketing event.
I guess, yeah. And also, once they changed it to like a new car, it's 5 years. It goes out, it falls out of your head. You're not even thinking about it. And then even now for my car, which is a 2000, I bought it in 2014, it's still every 2 years. So it's not as pressing and people forget.
Yeah, you forget. Sometimes I'll walk by a car, I'd be like, well, it was last inspected in 2020. I'm like, damn.
Well, I don't forget that bad. But like, I thought my other car, a CRV, was due coming up in February of 26. Oh, it turns out it was February of 25 and it's now September.
So that's overdue.
Yeah, it was. But as soon as I realized that I went.
Oh, so you've gone recently. Now this will be your second go-round.
Correct, within a month. Because I went in September for the CRV, and now I'm going for the fit now.
I had my car inspected probably last October. Well, but prior to that, the 2 years earlier, it was like September. So it was not expired yet. And I was driving to Gina's house. And these cops were pulling people over on the road to see if you wanted to get your car inspected.
Wow.
Yeah. They were stopping everyone just to see as they came by. And I stopped. They go, September? Or they said, oh, October? It's September? You can go in there if you want to go. I was like, oh, okay. It took like 5 minutes.
And they had all the stuff set up?
Yeah, they were set up in a park. They had like this mobile truck that did it all.
Because they do the lights, the wipers, the brakes, the horn. But they do have to do some sort of an emissions thing.
Yeah, they stick like a pipe up your tailpipe. Good morning. And that's like the big one. And if you pass that, you got the sticker.
Yeah.
So I never got to Gina's house. I said, I just got my car inspected.
They didn't do all the other stuff?
They did.
Oh, okay. But, did you get out of the car?
Yeah, I got out of the car.
And when I got out of the car, I wasn't thinking, you know, I took my, you know, whatever, like, because it's now all fobs now, you know, it's rarely an actual key.
Yes.
So I'm standing there. I go to the part where you want to wait. And the guy's like, hey, where's the fob? I was like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, right.
Oh,
Yeah.
You can't start the car.
Yeah. So that's a whole process, man, getting your car. But you feel good when you get it done.
You do. Yeah.
You walk out of, you go, I'm going to keep this car at least another 2 years.
It's almost as good as like when you finish your colonoscopy.
Yeah. You're like, I got another
5 years.
5 years to go.
Yeah.
And very similar. They put something up your tailpipe. Mm-hmm. I feel like cars used to fail all the time inspection.
Yes.
And the past couple times I've gone, everyone's passing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they make the cars better now.
Yeah, I failed, I don't know, 20 years ago. I forget what the hell it was for. It was something, you know, nothing mechanical or no emissions thing. It was like it was either a tail light. No, it was a headlight. One of my headlights was out, which I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You don't realize.
No.
When I moved from Florida to New Jersey, I had a Honda Civic stick shift, and I had all the windows tinted because in Florida, it's very hot.
Yes.
And it's illegal.
Yes,
I had legal tinting in Florida. Tinting in New Jersey is not legal, even though I can't tell you how many cars I go by fully tinted. The guy, I take it to inspection. This is in 2001.
And you still had Florida tags or you had switched?
I had switched to New Jersey.
Okay.
And then I had to get the car inspected. So I take it through the thing and the guy comes up to me and goes, window tint, no good. I go, oh, yeah. I go, I just came from Florida. He goes, can't pass you. I said, yeah, no, I understand. He goes, unless you got $50.
Oh, did you?
I did. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the tint.
Sure. And then ultimately, when you, the next time the inspection, was that a 2 year wait then?
It was, I think it was longer. Is that possible?
Well, I thought it was, it's 5 years for a certain amount of time, definitely for a new car.
You know, the car was new. It was a 2000 Honda Civic. I think I had to go through inspection because I was coming to New Jersey.
The tags.
So, yeah, maybe I was able to get it for a couple years. And I was like, oh, I'll worry about that next time. By that point, I traded the car in.
Right. So it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Was that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
payoff. Hey, a little $50.
Yeah. And he was trying to lead you in, but you weren't cutting
on. Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. Yeah, no, I understand.
okay.
Yeah. And I think the way he did it too, he was like, $50. I said, okay. He goes, leave it in the car. Leave it in like the drink and go park over there. I said, okay. So he went over there, gave me the sticker.
Yeah.
I was like, I felt like I did something dirty.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Yeah. Like really got one over on the government.
Yeah.
Me and whoever this fellow was.
Yeah. Well, the FBI will be waiting for you when you get home.
Does this guy look familiar? This tint guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rolled you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But I got the, when I see cars tinted now, I'm like, why, cops should, I'm very against tinted windows. If I'm a cop.
Sure. I don't know what's in there.
You have no idea. That's why like in Florida is a crazy place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of weird people in Florida. And they're all riding around with super dark tint on their glass. You can't see in there.
No.
Cops come up. That's why even when I get pulled over now, which is very rare, knock on wood, as they say, I always roll my windows down and keep my hand on.
Yes, absolutely.
10-2. Hello, officer.
No trouble.
No trouble. And then when they ever go with license and registration, I go, may I go into my glove box?
Of course. Yeah, I want no issues.
No issues. I don't want to give a cop any reason to.
No.
And boy, some of those state troopers, man, they're intimidating.
They're very intense.
Because they're like in shape,
mm-hmm.
military type dudes.
Yeah, they
give
do
them
seem
no
that.
Trouble. I'll give no cops no trouble, but yeah.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Are you a go to the dentist every 6 months kind of guy?
Yes, twice a year.
Yeah, they say that like dental insurance hasn't changed much over the years,
mm-hmm.
as far as how much they cover, even though dental procedures prices has gone up a lot.
Yeah,
like you don't get a lot of coverage for your insurance if you have things. More than like a filling or a
regular cleaning.
Yeah. You get that scraping situation where the man or woman just really digs in.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But it's not too bad for me, like every time. Although I told you, like I had the reaction to that numbing agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was freaky.
What happened again? They gave you a numbing agent because they were going to do a deep clean.
No. Well, you know, no, just the normal.
Oh, okay.
They just did the thing where they, you know, put the little cotton swab around your gums and.
Oh, I don't ever get
just
that.
Just to numb it. You know, they don't always do it. They can, though. Sometimes they do.
Well, I like that.
And then this one time, like my body said, no. And whatever is in it, I forget the name of the chemical, but it's also in sunscreens. Some of them, most of them. So I have to now look for it without it. But the last time I had used sunscreen, I got like an itchy reaction on my face. And then the next time I went to the dentist and they used that, I'm usually very zen and calm during the whole thing. I don't move. I kind of close my eyes. I sort of almost pseudo-meditate. And I sort of pride myself on that. So all of a sudden, my heart is racing, and I'm like, what is going on? And like an idiot, I stuck it out until they finished the cleaning. I was like, guys, I ain't feeling too good.
And they didn't notice it on you prior to you saying something?
No, because I was just being like an idiot, stoic, and just, you know.
You weren't turning red or anything?
No, but my heart was like beating like crazy.
Yeah.
So I was basically having an anaphylactic reaction. But not the part of anaphylaxis where your throat swells up like some people do with bee stings or stuff like that. But and then like they were like, oh, of course, worried as hell. And they said, do you want us to call him? I was like, no, I'll make it. I'll be all right. And I got home and I was and you know me, I love the cold. I was freezing.
So they let you leave?
They did.
Mm.
Yeah. But the doctor himself called later, my wife. To see if I was okay, and I was.
They knew what that reaction was from?
No, they didn't. They were unfamiliar with what caused it.
Wow, and they use that all the time.
Yeah, and it just happened that, you know, you can develop allergies at any time. And that was my time for that particular one. So
damn,
it was very strange.
Yeah.
And I was so cold. I put on like so many blankets and I just kind of, I had to, and I was worn out like physically and I just had to sleep. And my, I took some Benadryl and that helped and I was able, it passed.
It was wow.
Weird as hell.
Yeah, that's weird.
You can ask your brother-in-law about
it. Yeah, I will. I'm going to tell him. I go, Eddie, you got this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I go, and I go every 6 months, I don't eat like a lot of sugary foods. Mm-hmm. But man, when the cleaning's going on, the scraping, you would think I haven't been there in 5 years.
Right. And you would think you don't floss.
Right.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah. But it's, yeah.
And I don't know, my getting is like the person cleaning my teeth thinking, oh, his brother-in-law is the dentist. I'm going to do a super kick-ass job.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Am I getting a more intense cleaning?
That's in their head, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to leave any little thing. I don't want him to see anything.
I want this guy to complain to his brother-in-law at a barbecue. Yeah. You ever have a man clean your teeth?
I want to say yes, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah, the dental hygienist.
Yeah, even though I've had, like, over the years, hygienists kind of come and go.
Yes.
They're like you call it nomadic?
Yeah.
They're nomadic.
Yeah. I've had, I don't know, I think there's one gal that's been there as long as I've been going to this practice as an adult. But then a few others have come in and out.
Think of how many, like the woman that you've said has been there for forever. Mm-hmm. How many teeth that woman's cleaned?
Oh, yeah.
And right. What they must see.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like the gunk on people's.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember the Stephen Wright joke about about dental? So he said that he was very attracted to the dental hygienist, so he wanted to stay there as long as possible. So in the waiting room, he ate a bag of Oreos.
Oh, that's great.
I always wonder if they can tell like what is going on in your life just by looking at your teeth.
Oh, I'm sure they could tell a lot for sure. I would think, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. See, like, oh, this person, a lot going on here.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had a cavity for decades.
Really?
Yeah. I had like four all at once, but they were very small, like tiny little ones. Like you can barely see it if you look for them, the fillings. But that's been it for my whole life, just four tiny ones, and they were all around the same time. I think it was when I was in college, and I wasn't going as regularly. Mm. Because, you know, you're in college, you know, you're not home as much. And if you're home, that's exactly when it was. Because you're not, you know, because I was away for college.
Yeah, and you rolled up there and they're like, you got four cavities, yeah. Son.
But they were tiny.
Yeah, I hate like my brother-in-law will come in and after the cleaning and he's looking at the x-rays, right? And then he takes that really thin hook and he's poking around. Uh-huh. And every once in a while it gets stuck.
Yeah,
he's like, eh.
Yeah,
and he tells the girl, he gives her like a signal, A41, and I'm like, what's going on with A41? We're putting a watch on it, where they're just like,
yeah, the watch.
I hate the watch because then I go, the next time I go, is that watch gonna be
hanging
over my head? And then I don't know what to do. Every once in a while, I do not have a lot of cavities. A lot of the stuff I have to get done now is replacing old fillings from back in the day.
I've had that done.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because they're doing the same thing. They're drilling everything.
Yeah, right, because they have to make it new and receptive for the new stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff. And I was like, man. And it's every once in a while, though, when that happens, then they go, we do it right now. I'm like, no, I need to think about this.
Yeah, right. I got to prepare.
I got to go home, make an appointment, and worry about this for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, but they say like your teeth, like if you have bad teeth, it could go to your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it can drive you mad. Like they say that back in the day before dentistry, people used to go get driven crazy by their tooth decay.
Yeah, I could see how that could happen. I don't know if this was urban legend, but they used to tell you not to pop pimples because that could release toxins near your brain.
Is that right?
Yeah. That could be urban legend, but that would go along with what you're saying.
Yeah, the teeth. Like if you
anything that's close to your neural center,
Yep.
Don't mess with it.
I mean, our brains are like right here.
Yeah.
Then our teeth are attached to it.
Right, but how about if you had a pimple on your forehead?
And you pop it.
Yeah.
And
right. No good.
I'm always impressed when I see a really old skull on like a show about ancient history. And it's got nice teeth. You're like, damn, that thing had some nice teeth.
Yeah, well, of course he was 12, but when he died, got a spear through the head.
That could be.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to think, like, is it like, because they're like, killing buffalo, eating them, ripping the meat.
Yeah, and some of those early hominid skulls are, you know, millions of years old now.
And they got nice teeth on them. Like they're not all jacked up like we would think.
Right. But again, they're the life expectancy, you know, they died before their teeth could wear out.
That's true. Right. And we're living so long.
Right. And when their teeth did wear out, they died.
Mm. I always thought it would be nice, and I'm sure it's not nice, to have all, like your, what do you call it, the dentures? Where that's the whole mouth of teeth.
Yeah, full denture.
Full dentures. You take it out at the end of the night, you put it in a nice cup clean, of just effervescent.
Polydent.
Polydent. You wake up in the morning, how nice that feels going in your mouth. But then you got no real teeth.
You got to glue them in.
Yeah, right, you got to glue them in.
Yeah.
You got to glue them in every day?
I guess however long you change it, that poly grip.
Yeah. And then you can't eat like a candy apple.
Well, you could, I guess.
That's coming right out.
Yeah.
Coming right out of your mouth.
Like you take the apple away, your teeth are on it.
I didn't know they're making new Beavis and Buttheads.
They are?
I saw this on YouTube on Comedy Central UK.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one, you know, Butthead has braces. And in this episode I watched, Butthead had, I think it was a candy apple, and he bit into it. And his braces came out with the candy apple. And then he found that when he looked in the mirror, he was so beautiful because his teeth were much nicer than he thought because he now could see without the braces. So they're back if you're interested.
I'm interested. Mildly interested.
Yeah. They're short, quick clips on YouTube. So there you have it.
All right.
Well, you have a good time at inspection.
And you have a good time at the dentist.
Yeah, I'm trying to think which would I rather be going to.
If I had to choose, I would choose the DMV.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Because you're relaxing, you're listening to whatever you want to listen to.
There's no medicalness
and
going on.
You're not getting your teeth scraped.
Right, the worst news you're getting is like,
yeah, I failed inspection.
You got to get this fixed.
Here's $50.
Yeah. If you fail, if they'll take a fitty.
Yeah.
I could have a major dental work.
Yeah, you never know. Like, you could have that watch on 841.
Yeah.
The bill's coming due.
Yeah. We've had a watch in this for a year.
And knowing you, it won't be done today.
It will not be done today. I'd be like, you guys don't have time for that. I'll have to come back. All right, Eddie. Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then Jerry back on the post game on Monday.
On Monday. All right.
Unless
until then.
That hurricane hits him when he's...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On vacation.
Yes, let's hope not.
Yeah.
So,
and Doug.
Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.